Welcome, everybody, to this amazing podcast, brand spanking new. I mean, you got to see this. You got to listen to it. I mean, we're talking about not only baseball cards, but vintage cards. And hosted by me, a college student who's talking about old cards that were way before his time. I feel like that's something to dive deep into. And I mean, this episode's got a lot coming. We're talking with one of the biggest hobby people in the world, in my opinion, but definitely on Twitter. So there's a lot to unpack. Learn a bit about PWCC Marketplace, learn about a Vintage Wednesday thread, and learn a bit more about the hobby. So enjoy this episode. Welcome, everybody, to my podcast, The Vintage Baseball Card Encyclopedia, with your host, Benny Guevara. Today, we are happily joined by one of the best in the hobby community, and especially vintage community, Dylan Brennan, who is by another name, Cards with a Story. Dylan, thank you for being here.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. So start off real simple. Just tell me about yourself, who you are, where you're from, and how you got to where you are today.
Okay. Yeah. I'm 28. I'm from, born and raised in Philadelphia. Just got married recently, bought a house and had a kid. So life's been a little crazy. Been a little less active online, still on there every day, but I don't post as much, but I'm getting back to it now. Now I'm settled in with everything, but, been a couple of crazy weeks, but yeah, I've been collecting since probably 2001 or so, 2002, when I was about seven. So, I collected pretty much every single year up until I'd say the end of high school. I kind of took a break when I went away to college, kept everything at home. And then when I came back from college, I got a full-time job, and that's when I really, took advantage of having more money to spend and, started dipping my toes in, the vintage cards, which is really what I always wanted to do, but never really had the money. So that was really what got me started. And then I actually stumbled upon a couple card pages on Twitter years back. And I mulled over making an account. And then right before the pandemic started is when I decided, I'll give it a go. And I think it was a good decision. Met a lot of great people. I've been on there daily now for like 3 years and got me a job out of it, career. Pretty much my dream job. So. Worked out pretty well so far.
Awesome. Yeah. No. Have you always wanted to collect vintage? Like, when did like that transition from collecting kind of like that modern part to, all right, it's time to focus more on that vintage aspect?
Yeah. So when I was a kid, my dad always had some older cards. They weren't, at the time they were probably late 70s, early 80s. But when I was a little kid, that felt like, to me, that was like 100 years old. Mm-hmm. So like, I always thought that was cool. He gave me those as a kid. That was like what really was like sparked the interest in, well, the new stuff's cool, but I want the older stuff. I want to learn about players I never knew about. And I'm a big baseball history geek too. So, kind of blend together my two biggest interests. So, I get to learn about not only just players, whether they're Hall of Famers, people I knew about, and then, there's players that you really wouldn't hear about if you weren't collecting with, that they usually have the most unique stories. So people like Mo Berg and all those guys. So
yeah, for sure.
I love blending those two passions together and being able to turn into one. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, what I've learned, just from collecting vintage the last year is crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, and I enjoy it, and it gets pretty, redundant, and my girlfriend gets sick of it. I'm like, oh yeah, John Titus. Wouldn't ever leave this guy. It's like, okay, yeah, he's cool. All right. But yeah, no, I totally get that. So you did say that you got a job out of this kind of, just testing the waters of Twitter and making this account with, vintage cards, and you actually got a job with PWCC. And you are an account executive.
Yeah, sales rep, basically. Account executive, whatever you want to call it. Sounds fancier, I guess. But yeah, it's basically all I want to do. I get to wake up every day, get to work from home, and I get to talk cards with people. which is like what I do anyway. So if I was at my old job, I was at work, and then I'll come home and I'll talk cars all day anyway. So it's a blessing to be able to, you know, combine that and do that for a living and wake up every day. And it's not a, you know, going to work, it's not a burden anymore. And yeah. It's fun every day. So pretty exciting.
So what is your exact role there at PWCC?
So I basically take care of existing clients. So I'll reach out anything they need, whether it's help getting cards at auction, buying cards. We have the vault. So a lot of people have a lot of questions about how the vault works, stuff like that. And then always, you know, there's always, you want to bring in more clients, you know, more people, new accounts, more cards coming in, stuff like that. So, it's fun. Really just focused on, you know, we like to have personal connections with our clients. You know, we like to be able to be there if they need anything. You know, that's where I come in, and a bunch of my coworkers are all great. So
that's awesome. All right. There's an ad. Now, I know that sounds bad, and I know you want to skip it, but you got to listen to this ad by Indeed. Indeed is driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is matching and a hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employees agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that hiring all in one place is so easy, because when I was looking to hire someone, it was slow and overwhelming. I wish I would use Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your job more visibility at Indeed.com/A-list. Just go to Indeed.com/A-list right now to support our show by saying you just heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/A-list. Terms and conditions apply. Need a hire? You need Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires have been made on Indeed, according to the Indeed data worldwide. Get unparalleled access to job seekers with over 350 monthly unique visitors globally, according to Indeed data, and extend research throughout Glassdoor. And now, let's get back to the podcast. Do you want to talk about just a little bit what exactly PWCC Marketplace is for people that don't know what it is?
Yeah, of course. So we're like a sports memorabilia, mostly focused around baseball, sports cards, Pokemon, TCG, all that stuff. So we're an auction house. So you have a stack of cards you want to send in. We have weekly auctions, which we run weekly, obviously. Then we do the premier auctions once a month, which are, you know, 20 grand and up, our big items. And then we have special like premier auctions, which we've been doing lately, which are really cool. We've been doing like a Carolina Bright T206 premier, like special auctions just based around certain rare backs based around T206s, which are, you know, for what I collect, and I know you're the same. They're really fun to track those. So
yeah.
I have a lot of fun with those. So now a couple of years ago, we started the vault, which is, I think it's a really cool option for, you know, anyone that, especially if you're someone that has cards that you, let's say you're more of a seller, but you don't want to go through that daily grind, even, let's say, of, you know, buying and selling every day, shipping. So basically, we vault the cards at our facility. They'll be stored there. You have the option to put them into a weekly auction, premier auction. You can keep them in the vault as long as you want. You can pull them out, get them shipped to you back, and basically go through your account, go right in, boom, I want to get them shipped out. Or you can put them on our fixed price marketplace, which is, you can put it in the vault and then, put a price on it, and someone could just buy it at that price or make an offer on it, which is another option I really like. So that's cool. That's something that's kind of newer to the hobby. It's been only a few years where that's really been a thing, but it's caught on. It's become more of a popular thing, which I think is really cool.
So has the hobby always been a place where you wanted to work? Like, was this something you always dreamed of being in, or is it just kind of something that slowly grew and kind of stumbled upon?
I'd say in the back of my mind, it's something that I always would have loved to do, but it wasn't ever anything I really pursued per se. Mm-hmm. Until I really started getting more involved with the social media side of the hobby, and you know, and I met tons of people, a lot of good connections, and you know, once I started meeting other people who had these jobs, and you know, I look at people that got to work cards every day, which is like a dream. And I never, you know, I can never be one of the flippers per se, or someone that goes full in the cards every day. I mean, it's good for you if you can. It's a lot of work. I don't think I'm built out for that. I wish I was. It's cool. I respect the people that can make a living out of that. But that was never really the way I wanted to work in the hobby. I always figured I wanted to work for, you know, an established company. And that's always how if I thought I would go about it, that's the way I wanted to. And then, you know, the last couple months, I was able to come a reality, which has been really cool.
Yeah, that's great. So I want to talk about your most famous Twitter account, because this is where I found you. Cards with a Story. I would say it's probably the greatest vintage, you know, account on Twitter.
Thank you, man.
You have 4,500 or 14,500 followers. So this is, you know, a well-respected account in my opinion.
Appreciate
so
that.
I have a question is, why the name Cards with a Story? Where did that account name come from?
So when I first started my account, it was more of a like one of the double meaning names. Because the way I look at it, like every baseball, you know, the vintage baseball cards, you know, over 100 years, 50 years, 60 years, you know, they all have stories to tell between being passed down from, you know, kid opens it in 1940, 1950. Mm-hmm. That Nicholas Percet, that gets passed down to his kid. You know, just you never know the story behind it, but it's always fun to imagine, especially with the tobacco era cards that got pulled out of cigarette packs that really shouldn't be around still. At least I feel like it's incredible that many of them have survived.
Yeah.
But I always think that's cool. But the other part was when I did first start my account, I was I would post technically like a picture of one of my cards and then basically like a story about the player or like a maybe just like a recap of their career, something like that. So it's kind of like one of those double meaning things. I kind of got away from that, like posting stories about players. Certain times I will, like Mo Berg kind of stuff. Like I mentioned, like people with cool stories I always talk about, but kind of got away from that and just more lean towards the, you know, the story of the actual card over the course of 100, 60, 70, 80 years, stuff like that. So,
yeah.
I was happy with it. It stuck, though. I didn't know about it at first, but it stuck. I was like, I don't know if this name is a good name, but I'm going to try it out.
You never thought about changing it? Just kept it?
No, I was just like, whatever, dude. People never said, I never, like, never heard anything bad about it. No bad feedback. So I was like, I like it.
Yeah.
It stuck, and I just rode out with it.
It's a famous name in my apartment when I'm like, guys, it's Wednesday. Like, it's Cards with a Story vintage thread tonight. And my guys are like, bro, like, shut up. Like, we don't care. And I'm like, no, you need to care. Like, I'm going to be on my computer all night.
That's great.
So to kind of segue into that, the vintage thread, where did that all come about, you know, starting this weekly Wednesday vintage thread?
So, you know, there was you probably see them daily. I don't see them as much as I used to anymore. My whole feed would always be filled with sales threads like daily. But it was always modern, whether it was modern baseball, basketball, hockey, football, or just all of them combined. But I never really once seen like a vintage baseball thread or anything centered around my interests, which was baseball. And I know a lot of my followers at the time mostly only cared about vintage. So I put up a tweet one day and just said, hey, if I say I was to start a vintage baseball thread, who would be interested? And instantly I got like hundreds of people saying, yeah, dude, that's what we need. So I actually started it on a Tuesday, which is funny. It was supposed to be like a Tuesday night thing. And I think one night I had to reschedule it to a Wednesday, and then I just stuck with Wednesday after that. And then that just stuck for almost like 2.5 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think I've missed two Wednesdays that I didn't post it. I think one was I was on my honeymoon, and the other one, my wife was giving birth. So well,
those are two valid reasons not to have.
At the past those, I actually hit up two friends and they ran the thread for me. That was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been fun, dude. It's been cool seeing how much people actually enjoy it. I never thought it would be like something where people for 2.5 years now look forward to weekly. That's cool. I get people, you know, the tweets every Wednesday morning and the night that lead up to the thread, teasing the cards. That's always fun. I always love seeing that.
Yeah.
Always spreads a little more excitement for everyone. I feel like gets everyone a little more excited. So that's always fun to see.
Yeah, no, I'm one of those people that, you know, they get excited once Wednesday comes rolling around, you know.
It's always fun, dude. Some days where I forget and I'm like, oh, it's Wednesday.
I know you got some guys jumping on you. It's like 7:05 and they're like, hey, like
I do it.
Where's the thread at?
I'm dealing with the kid or doing something and I look at my phone, it's like 7:08 and I'm like 4 DMs, 10 tweets, and I'm like, oh god.
It's always funny, you know. Like she's like, you know, like it's always comes back to my girlfriend because she has to deal with me every day talking about it. And she's like, has it started yet? Has it started? And I'm like, no, it hasn't started. It's 7:08. She's like, it hasn't started yet. Like, where is he? I'm like, beats me. What am I supposed to know?
I get a lot of crap for it, man. A lot of people like to make jokes.
I know. It's always funny when I see him. I'm like, oh, there they go. All right, Dylan. Do you have anything else you want to say before we cut this off?
Nah, man. I think we've covered it all. I do appreciate you having me on. Always fun to take some time to talk stars and whatnot. So
I appreciate you being on my little podcast. And congratulations to you and your wife for having a baby.
Appreciate that.
You know, I wish you nothing but the best. Well, that definitely was a good interview if you ask me. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode with Dylan Brennan and learning a bit more about the vintage community and especially about the PWCC marketplace. I hope you please continue to follow our podcast and to make sure that you like, subscribe, follow, or just keep in touch with us wherever you may be listening to us. Thank you and have a good one.